Welcome everyone to day 28 of the Winter Feast for the Soul. Here on this snowy morning, all together on Zoom. Let's begin by taking a deep breath in. Long, slow breath out. Take a moment to settle into your seat. Letting go of the morning you've already had. Let go of the day that you're anticipating, more shoveling, stuck in the house, canceling appointments, whatever it is. See if you can just let go of what you're anticipating and let yourself be right here in the moment. Take a moment to just notice how you are this morning. And continuing our discussion of right effort. So yesterday we were talking about avoiding the unwholesome states or kleshas or getting caught up in our habitual patterns. And today we'll talk about abandoning the whole unwholesome states because try as we might, stuff happens. And we get caught up in the same old patterns of ruminating or behavioral patterns or reactivity. And it just happens. And so I want to invite you to be kind, be gentle. So the first antidote when we find ourselves caught up in these sort of kleshas or behaviors or just kind of that disruptive, not unskillful ways of responding, reactivity, is to really just be kind and gentle. To remember that you're human, of course, and that these things happen. Mm-hmm. And as I was thinking about this category, I was thinking about this acronym STOP. So that stands for S is actually stop. If you get yourself caught up in particularly any thought patterns or behavior patterns, or if you're in the argument, the best thing that you can do is just step back. Right? I can talk to you about this later, or just step back from the worry pattern or think about something else. Right? So just stopping, noticing, and then stopping. And then T is for take a breath. So, or, as I like to say, three. So that taking a deep breath in and a long breath out activates the parasympathetic nervous system and takes us out of the fight or flight. And you don't have to believe anything. You don't have to do anything. But just letting the body really help you to sort of step back from whatever's sort of agitating you. So sort of self-regulating, having the opportunity to self-regulate. And then when we're more regulated, moving on to O, which is observe, like what's really happening? And do I really need to get in the middle of this fight? Or am I misinterpreting this in a different kind of, you know, can I reappraise this situation? Maybe they're not really being a jerk. Maybe I'm making it all about me. Or maybe I can take care of this later. So just really, once we can regulate ourselves, we can observe from a more responsive point of view, see a bigger picture. And then P is proceed with intention. And that includes do nothing, which is often very helpful. Do nothing. Right? But it gives us, like we were talking about yesterday, that opportunity, that gap, that space to actually respond skillfully to things in our lives. So even when we find ourselves caught up in an unskillful response or an unskillful thought pattern, we can step back because we practice this on the cushion. So every time you're sitting there and you have the anchor for your mind, whether that's your breath or sound or whatever you're working with, the focus of the mind, and you notice that you're distracted, and then you come back, that's the same skill. So noticing we're getting caught up in these states and choosing something different. That's the antidote. So as Sharon Salzberg says, we don't watch our breath just to become good breath watchers. We develop that skill to notice how things are, where we are, what we're caught up in, and then have the freedom to choose something different. So let's practice that. So taking our seat once again, feeling that sense of groundedness, feet on the floor, seat on the seat, weight of the body. And even that, the practicing of just really coming back to the body and feeling that sense of groundedness can be helpful when we get caught up in these states. And from that groundedness, feeling the length of your back, upright but not rigid, not too loose, not too tight, connecting to your own inherent dignity, allowing the shoulders to be relaxed, the sense of opening and softening, connecting to that tender heart, connecting to our own vulnerability, and then resting your hands comfortably, connecting to ease wherever you feel it, and just allowing the mind to rest in the stillness of the body and the warmth and friendship of our practice together. Remembering we're not alone.